Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
At the Soldotna City Council meeting Wednesday night, July 26th, Ordinance 2023-23 was addressed concerning the need for rehabilitation at the city's wastewater treatment plant. In April of this year, it was discovered that the outfall pipe that transports all the effluent from the wastewater treatment plant to discharge into the Kenai River had collapsed and needed replacement. The outfall had become clogged and was not functioning as designed. Upon further investigation, it was found that the outfall pipe had collapsed and needed emergency repair. This outfall was constructed in the early 1970s with 21-inch corrugated metal pipe and is now in need of replacement. The Soldotna City Council met on Wednesday night to appropriate $129,000 in the Utility Fund and the Utility System Capital Improvements Fund in response to the issue. Soldotna City Utility Manager Michael Allen shared at the meeting how the outflow failure has not fallen outside permit requirements for environmental standards.
We've made some modifications so we can continue to discharge to the river, but we have not had any failures meeting the permit requirements.
On the same issue of environmental standards, City Manager Janet Bauer added,
And that we have been in contact with DC. DC is very aware of what is going on and has come out and worked with us as well. And CRW will help us with the next steps of what we need to do to fix the issue.
The funds appropriated will cover the necessary costs by CRW Engineering Group for design, permit, and provide construction management. Additional funds will need to be appropriated in the future for the repairs once the design is complete. The ordinance passed by a vote of 6-0. This month, the state of Alaska adopted regulations to streamline the regulatory process for communities wanting to provide low-cost and clean energy by nuclear microreactor power generation. The regulations stem from Senate Bill 177, which Governor Dunleavy signed into law in 2022. Constructing any nuclear facility in Alaska requires both federal and state permits. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission is the authority over civilian nuclear safety. All aspects pertaining to safety for each application for a nuclear reactor are addressed in the NRC permitting process. The U.S. Department of Air Force's preferred location to pilot its first microreactor is at the Eielson Air Force Base near Fairbanks. This is also the first microreactor project in Alaska. The target for the Eielson Air Force Base microreactor to be operational is 2027. The state of Alaska wants the U.S. Supreme Court to strike down a federal agency's rejection of a proposed copper and gold mine in southwest Alaska's Bristol Bay region. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency in January blocked the proposed pebble mine, citing concerns with potential impacts on a rich aquatic ecosystem that supports the world's largest sockeye salmon fishery. It was the 14th time in the roughly 50-year history of the Federal Clean Water Act that the EPA flexed its powers to bar or restrict activities over their potential impacts on waters, including fisheries. Alaska Attorney General Treg Taylor in a statement Wednesday said having a case heard directly by the Supreme Court rather than first in the lower courts is an extraordinary ask, but it's appropriate given the extraordinary decision being challenged. The EPA has said its decision would prohibit certain waters from being used as disposal sites for the discharge of material for the construction and operation of the proposed Pebble project. The decision also would prohibit future proposals to build or operate a mine to develop the deposit that would result in the same or greater level of impacts. Canada-based Northern Dynasty Minerals Limited owns the Pebble Limited Partnership, which is pursuing the mine. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.